Namaste, my dears. Hello, it's Kelly. Welcome to episode 83 of the Sun Rose Yoga Podcast. Today's class is a level 2, 75-minute class. We learn a little bit more about the kleshas, particularly raga, or attachment to desires, and how that can manifest suffering. But it's a lighthearted class, I promise. Please get in touch with your questions, your stories, your comments. SunroseYoga.com gives you all the ways to connect. Thank you so much for being here, for sharing your practice, for sharing yourself. Namaste.
And today I thought we'd talk about raga, attachment to past desires, past pleasures. So I talk about from time to time here how things like I have to have the light switch moment, you know, from Oprah talk, the aha moment before I really get something, no matter how many times I've read about it or how many people I've heard talk about it. And so for years, every translation I read of the sutras of raga was preferences or likes. And it just, I, being this 20th century person, just could not wrap my head around this. I'm going to have preferences. I'm going to prefer one type of ice cream over the other. That seems like part of the human condition. How does this fit into yoga? How do I navigate this? And I only just now had the realization that this isn't having preferences, it's being attached to them. Like, I like chocolate ice cream. And if I can't have it, if I suffer, that is the raga. If I feel like, oh my gosh, how am I going to get through this day without my chocolate ice cream? Or how am I going to, or substitute whatever? And that's your suffering. That's your klesha. That's your dukkha. Which makes much more sense. And probably there are people who figured that out much sooner than I did. 15 years of yoga practice, and it's like just now the switch goes off. My God. So of course this is kind of, there are instances where this is really easy to identify, like with addictive substances. Sorry about that. But the trick is sort of identifying them in the quiet moments, the little preferences that lead to our suffering. And maybe tonight we can work with this on a very subtle level. And maybe just from time to time you can ask yourself how you're feeling or what you're feeling in the postures. And maybe if you have this moment of recognition that, oh, I really like this, and then I don't want to leave it, and then I'm suffering because we've left it. Maybe you have one of those moments. Maybe not. Either way, it's good that we're all here together. So let's begin by coming to a luminous seat. Where the spine can lengthen. And right alongside that lengthening, that elegant elongation of your body, right alongside that, see if you can soften more. Soften the neck, the shoulders, the belly. the hips. And for a moment, if only for a moment, be with your breath completely. Notice its path. Notice what noticing your breath does. Start to create a mudra or a gesture with your hands, something that is meaningful to you. It can be something you've practiced before or seen before. It can be something that you invent completely in this moment. Let this be something that is powerful, lets you drop right into the center of your heart, right into the core of your being. And let that shape be your reminder. That you are so much more than the things you like. You are so much more than the things you are drawn to. Your essence is love. Taking a full breath here, straight into your heart center. And as you breathe out, bow to your heart. And we'll slowly release the hands. And begin to lift the face and the focus. Bring your hands down to your sides. Maybe they'll touch the earth. And start to shift from left to right. Moving like yourself, moving at a pace and in a way that is completely you. There might be moments when your movements are amplified, and there might be moments when those movements are very, very close to your spine, to your core. When you make contact with earth, and where you make contact with earth. You can feel a sense of reciprocal contact. You are touching earth and earth touches you back. Let's bring that movement back toward the spine. Smaller and smaller until you've found that point where you're just sort of oscillating around the spine. Almost feels like you're not even moving. And slowly start to walk to all fours, hands and knees, table pose. Take your time to move like yourself. Placing your hands thoughtfully right underneath your shoulders with the creases of your wrists parallel to the front of the mat. And spread your fingertips nice and wide. A nice long breath in here where the tailbone is neither pointing up nor down. It's just nice and neutral. And on an exhalation, tuck the toes and start to lift your hips toward the sky. To downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Move your body here, sort of find your way into this shape. That maybe an entire day that has settled on your shoulders and the root of your neck. Let that slowly start to descend toward the hips. And on an in-breath, let's sweep the right leg toward the sky, but keep your hips square to the earth so you get a nice sensation through the back of your left leg. Let that right hip really would be heavy here. Yeah. And as you breathe in, grow even longer from your right pinky fingers all the way out through either your right heel or the ball of your right foot. And on an exhalation, step that right foot all the way forward between the hands. Don't be shy about helping that hand or that foot if it could use help. And just for a beat, let your heart shine forward, like if you had a flashlight right in your heart and you're shining toward the front of the room as your shoulders move down your back. And either with a teeny bend in your left knee or a deep bend, lowering the knee all the way down to the floor, we'll start to bring the hands to the top of the right thigh. Let your spine lengthen. We'll bring the hands to the heart center. And as you're ready, as you breathe in, release your hands down, sweeping the arms around and up overhead. And exhale the hands to your heart. And we'll do this at the pace of your breath, a few more cycles. Feeling free also to move in whatever way feels like you. If you feel like straightening, as you breathe in, straightening both legs, and exhale, bending. If you feel like opening wide and closing, hugging the world and then hugging yourself, do that. And we forget about how challenging this is on our balance. See if you can sort of get clear in your feet. Notice where you feel gravity most profoundly during different parts of your breath. Let's take one more breath in here, reaching the fingertips up toward the sky. Lift up your pinky fingers and then relax your shoulders. And we'll inhale, open the arms up wide like you're hugging this whole room. And as you breathe out, start to twist to the right, lengthening your wingspan. And we'll inhale back to the center. And exhale, twist left. And inhale back to the center. And as you exhale, reach the fingertips high to the sky. Feel the back of the neck lengthen. As you breathe in, reach the fingertips forward and down toward earth. And as you breathe out, step your right foot back toward downward facing dog and move your body whatever way feels natural here. Start to let go through the calves, softening into the back of the heart. Sort of feeling like you could almost push yourself away from the earth with your hands. I know that's hard, even at the end of the day, it's like, oh, I'm barely holding myself up. And to conjure up that lightness is challenging. That's why I'm here, though, to do these things that sometimes will make you mad. And if I do that, I know I can hit on something good to make you do more than you thought possible at times. To bring you right back into your heart. As you breathe in, sweep your left leg toward the sky. And again, let's keep the hips square to the earth. Let your left hip be heavy. And then see if you can keep that spreading of the fingers, that connection to the earth with each part of your hand as you breathe in and lengthen your body. And as you breathe out, step that left foot all the way forward between the hands, helping it if it needs help. And then again, let your heart shine forward as your shoulders move down your back. Good. Then either take a teeny tiny bend of your right knee or lower it all the way down to the earth. And we'll start to set up here for side two, bringing the hands to the top of your left thigh into the heart as you're ready. Just notice all five, if you have five toes, all five of your left toes connecting to earth. And as you breathe in, release your hands down. Circle sweep the arms around and up. And exhale the hands back to your heart. And we'll do that a few more times. Let's sort of see what you notice and what you connect with at each point. There are times when you might feel real freedom, and there might be times when you feel very much contained by the skin, by the bones, by the muscles. And that is part of being human, and it's simply worth noting, noticing. And the next time your fingertips reach toward the sky, pause here a beat. And we'll just play with the strength in our legs. Maybe take a teeny tiny bend in your right knee if it's not already. And isometrically draw your feet toward one another. So this is like where we pretend as though we were practicing in socks on like a parquet floor or a freshly waxed floor, and you do not want to do the splits. So you're sort of like drawing those legs toward the midline. And at the same time, see if you can keep shining out through your right heel. And then on an inhale, reach the fingertips forward and down toward the earth, planting your right hand right underneath your right shoulder. Bring your left hand to your left hip and grow long from your right heel all the way out through the crown of the head. And on an exhalation, twist left, extend your left hand toward the sky. And let's inhale and untwist. Maybe brush the floor with your hand, gaze down. And exhale, retwist. And here, let's do this just a few more times. As you untwist and then retwist, feel as though you could push yourself away from the floor with that right hand. You might even come up onto the tips of your fingers. And just one more exhalation here. We'll inhale and untwist. And as you exhale, step back to downward facing dog. Taking a full breath here. Feeling your spine lengthen from your fingernails all the way out through your sitting bones. And as you exhale, just sort of feel yourself soften from the hips down the back of the thighs, down the back of the calves, down into the heels. Really beautiful. And on an in-breath, slowly ease your knees back down to earth, coming to table. And we'll sort of saunter our way into plank or a half plank from here, starting with your right leg. Extend the right leg behind you. Plant the ball of that foot on the floor. And before you go anywhere else, just press out through your heel. And then notice if you're gripping around your neck or your upper back. And if you are, let your heart soften down more so you really feel as though you were in your arm bones. You're supporting your body by your arm bones. Now, maybe this is your pose. If you would like to take this one step closer toward plank, press out through that right heel and we'll extend the left leg next to it. Planting the ball of the foot on the floor, pressing out through your heels, continue to let your heart soften down as you press out through the heels. Now, if you have a tendency to hyperextend from your elbows, take a teeny, teeny, tiny bend in the elbows and oh, that will bring you into your arms, but hopefully too, it'll bring you out of your neck. Good, let's take a full breath here. Beautiful, everybody, legs are alive. And as you exhale, lower your knees, your belly, and your chest all the way down to earth. Your elbows are glued to your sides. Now let's play here with some variations on our belly down back bends. We'll place the tops of the feet so they're on the floor. And then hoist yourself up so that, I guess hoist isn't the right word, press yourself a little forward. Bring your elbows right underneath your shoulders so that you're resting on your forearms. And then engage your hands, spread your fingertips wide and pull your belly toward your hands. Notice where you feel that. And then let your shoulders soften a little bit. Good, and we'll take in a few breaths here. Try to let your neck be just as natural as possible. What that means for you might be different than your neighbor or than me. Now let your weight shift back into your elbows and just sort of sway from left to right here. Now we'll move our hands maybe one hand length closer to your shoulders, closer to your torso. Glue those elbows to your sides and we'll just come down so that, I wish I had an accurate description of what this looks like. It's sort of like you're going to crawl across the floor on your belly completely. So press the tops of the feet into the floor so much so that your shins and maybe your kneecaps lift up. And then we'll do that same action of pulling your heart, pulling your belly toward your hands. And as you breathe in, start to peel your heart, peel the front of your ribs from the floor. We're pulling rather than pushing. And then from there, my triceps are working. Are anyone else's triceps? Okay, good. Now relax your shoulders, or at least pull them away from your ears. And oh, that takes us really into the lumbar spine. Let's take one more nice breath in here. And as you breathe out, we'll just release all the way down. Now let's do one more of these. It's your choice. You can move your hands forward or back or out to the sides, but come up onto the tips of your fingers so that you're barely touching the floor. Engage your feet. So press the tops of the feet into the earth, so much so that you lift your shins and your kneecaps, and then pull your heart toward your hands and peel the heart up off the floor. Yeah. And then draw your shoulders down your back. I'm gonna call this zombie cobra because of the hands. Exhale, release. Press the hands into the earth as you move your hips back toward your heels. And on an exhalation, tuck the toes and lift the hips toward downward facing dog. My husband was obsessed with that Walking Dead show. Oh my God, it's so gross. Now on an in-breath, step your right foot forward between your hands. And on an out-breath, step your left foot forward. So just come to Uttanasana, forward fold. Let the back of your head, let the back of your skull soften. Let your knees soften. Let the crown of your head sort of just be drawn toward earth. And bring your awareness into your feet, noticing where you feel gravity. And finding each and every one of your toes. Noticing if you can feel second and third and fourth toes. Then let your weight become equal, so you feel your heels, you feel gravity in the balls of the feet, in the outer arch, in the inner arch, in the tips of your toes, and the spaces between. And we'll take a nice bend in the knees, almost like you're going to sit down right where you are. And keeping your seat, keeping your booty low, on an in-breath, we'll bring the upper body up and we'll sweep the arms around and up overhead, coming to Utkatasana. And we'll relax the shoulders away from the ears. Now, if you find your feet are in a position that does not feel right, feel free to move them. It's not a show. You can change things up that don't work. Draw your thumbs back in space and relax your shoulders. And just to remind you all, I don't love this pose. I don't have an attachment to past pleasure in this pose, which is why I make myself do it all the time. And let's take one more breath here. And as you exhale, fold forward, Uttanasana. soften. And as you breathe in, bring your hands to your shins if that helps, to bring your torso towards parallel with earth. You don't have to be super duper precise, but just what you imagine parallel to be. And we'll experiment here sort of with finding a neutral spine. You can practice sort of rounding your back and then arching your back and then finding the halfway sort of medium point where your spine is at ease. We'll take in a full breath here, growing even longer, even taller. And as you breathe out, fold. And as you breathe in, step your right foot back about one leg's length and then lower the heel to the earth. We'll keep your left knee bent as we rise all the way up to Virabhadrasana 2 or Uchi. Arms are out in T. Right leg is straight and strong, left knee is bent. And that right hip is sort of opening, just like a book. So the points of your hips are, in general, facing the long side of the mat. Now from here, let's do a little experiment. Let's reach the fingertips up toward the sky, interlace your fingers, and then press your palms up. Now, just start to lean back, like you were starting to move towards reverse warrior, and then press up through your left heel of your hand. Notice what that did to your center of gravity. Notice what you feel where in your feet. And then slowly come back to the center. And then let's do the opposite, like you're moving towards an arms up Uttita Parsva Konasana. Yeah. Notice where the hinge went there. Notice what part of the foot now has an easier time. Let's come right back up towards straight. And as you exhale, extend the arms out to T and come into your truest expression of Warrior Two. And we'll inhale and straighten your left leg. And just sort of find that place where the bowl of your pelvis is even, where the points of the hips are even. Sometimes front guy likes to drop down and back guy likes to drop up. Uneven. We'll extend the arms out into T. And as you exhale, let the upper body just move toward the front of the room as your lower body moves toward the back of the room. And then we'll slowly release your left hand toward your left shin and extend your right hand toward the sky. So we're stacking hand over shoulder, over shoulder, over hand. And then see if you can lengthen from your left hip to your left armpit. Just sort of and then draw the shoulders back in space as you press that right hip forward. And then almost as though someone were holding your right hand, as you breathe in, root down into your feet, press into the earth as you rise up. Let's turn all toes in the same direction and release your hands. Feel gravity in the base of the spine. Feel your big toe, your second, third, fourth, fifth toes. Maybe take a teeny tiny bend in the knees as you bring the hands to the hips. We'll inhale and lengthen. And as you exhale, hinge from the hips. Letting your heart be drawn toward earth. Keeping that beautiful length of your spine. So at some point, tucking the chin from the base of the spine all the way out through the crown of the head.
Yeah.
Notice your feet. Notice where, if anywhere, you might be gripping. Now take a teeny tiny bend in your knees. Use that pushing down into the earth to rise up with a flat back. Use your legs. And we'll turn our right toes to the right from here. Inhale, the arms out to T. And as you exhale, bend your right knee. Good. Relaxing your shoulders. Feeling your left pinky toe connect with the floor. Very nice. And let's bend at the elbows on this side. Start to draw the elbows toward one another. Strongly, strong fingers. And maybe you press the palms together, maybe not. Let the tops of the shoulders draw away from the ears as your elbows lift up, and then we'll move the hands away from the face. Very nice. So there's a lot happening here. And on an exhalation, let yourself sort of slide into your fullest expression of Warrior Two. On an in-breath, start to straighten your right leg. And as you exhale, slide your upper body all the way to the right as your hips shift left. And then release your right hand toward your right shin. Extend your left hand toward the sky. And really lengthen your spine here. Soften the shoulders just away from your ears. Yeah. And find a neck position that feels natural, that sort of supports the space you're in right now. Find ease in your face. And then again, feeling like someone were holding your top hand as you breathe in, down into your feet, rise up to stand. And we'll switch the feet again. Turn both sets of toes, both feet in the same direction. And this time, we'll bring our heels in so the toes are pointing out. If you immediately feel like falling over here, you're not alone. I do it literally all the time when I fall backwards. Inhale, sweep the arms up. And exhale, we'll bend the knees, sitting into our hips. And we'll begin again. We'll inhale, rise up. And this time, as you bend your knees, as you exhale, maybe bring your hands, palms facing down, about to chest height. And we'll, as you inhale, just feel like they're rising up on their own. And exhale, bring it all down. Moving at the pace of your breath. Maybe take just one more. Make it your fullest expression. turn your right toes again toward the long side of your mat or slightly angled inward, and turn your left toes toward the front of the mat. Now, we have been experimenting with a little vinyasa here. We did it last week. Everyone is very gracious. I will put it at that. Leave it at that. But just to review, we'll do it through maybe one time slowly, and then we'll do it through at the pace of your breath. We'll inhale the arms out to T, and as you exhale, come to Virabhadrasana 2. And we'll inhale to reverse warrior. And we'll exhale to warrior 2. Inhale, reverse warrior. Exhale to half moon. Inhale, reverse warrior. The first time is always the worst. And exhale, warrior 2. In my opinion. Inhale, reverse warrior. And exhale, half moon. Inhale, reverse warrior. Following your breath. Next time you find yourself in Ardha Chandrasana, half moon, maybe stay there a few breaths, sort of finding your way into your expression of this posture, where hips are opening, where the top leg is engaging. Finding the right placement of your top. And we'll inhale back to reverse warrior. Exhale, warrior 2. As you inhale, cartwheel your hands to earth. Exhale, downward, facing dog. Good. We'll take in a full breath here. An easy breath out. And as you breathe in, make your way toward plank, top of a push-up. And as you exhale, lower down very slowly, knees, belly, chest, or chaturanga, all the way down to the floor, elbows glued to your side. And as you breathe in, curl your way to your cobra. Lengthening your body from your heels to the crown of the head, and exhale, release. As you breathe in, press your palms into the earth as you rock your hips back toward your heels. And as you exhale, downward facing dog, Adho Mukha Svanasana. Taking a full breath here. An easy breath out. On an inhalation, step your left foot, your right foot forward. Who is in charge here? Lower the other heel down to the earth. And we'll rise up to Virabhadrasana 2. As you breathe in, reverse warrior. Exhale, warrior 2. Inhale, reverse warrior. And as you exhale, make your way to half moon, Ardha Chandrasana. Inhale to reverse warrior. Feel what you feel as you move between and among these places, where things shift, where things are playful, where you are feeling your preferences, where you might feel some aversions as well. The next time you find yourself in Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. Stay there, breath. Stay there, beat. Stay there and expand fully. And as it feels right, inhale your way back to reverse warrior. Exhale to warrior two. And we'll inhale and cartwheel your hands to earth. And this time as you exhale, step your foot forward to Uttanasana. Let the crown of the head be heavy. And on an inhale, come up halfway. Exhale, fold. As you breathe in, root down into your feet, maybe bend your knees and rise all the way up to stand. And exhale the hands to the heart. So in a way that doesn't create too many ripples on your mind. And let's extend the right leg out to the right and the sole of the left foot to the inside edge of your right thigh. As you breathe in, grow long, grow tall. And as you breathe out, let the base of the spine, let the sitting bones soften into the earth. And as you breathe in, maybe just engage your feet enough to remind your kneecap and the toes to point toward the sky. And as you breathe out, try to relax the creases of your hips. If there's ever a question about what to do, let the answer be relax more. From that place of softness, from that place of relaxation, grow even longer, even taller. And as you exhale, soften more. Inhale, lengthen. And as you exhale, turn to face your left knee, your bent knee. Maybe bringing the hands wide to either side of the leg shape. Grow longer, grow taller. And as you breathe out, bring your right hand to the top of your left thigh. And bring your left hand behind you a little bit more as you twist. Breathe in and lengthen. Breathe out, soften the hips. As you breathe in, see if you can feel the back of your skull being lifted up just a little bit. And as you breathe out, just ease a little deeper into your twist, maybe gazing over your left shoulder. And And we'll turn the left palm to face the sky where it is. And as you breathe in, start to sweep that left hand toward the sky, just behind you. Let your palm face up. And then relax the shoulders away from the ears as you sort of lean back into your sitting bones even more as your heart spins skyward. So you can let the back of your skull just be sort of cradled by the line you're creating. And slowly bend your left elbow, bringing your hand to the back of your head and letting your neck take a little bit of a break. So your hand is really supporting the weight of the head. And at the same time, you're relaxing your shoulders more. And as you breathe in, start to slowly bring yourself back up to your tall, relaxed seat. And as you breathe out, release your left hand and bring yourself back to center. From here, we'll straighten our left leg and bring the sole of your right foot to the inside edge of your left leg, bending your right knee. And begin that process of softening, of sitting back into your sitting bones while you lengthen the spine. And on an exhalation, turn to face your right knee. Arms nice and wide, maybe supporting you. As you breathe out, see if you can relax your left hip crease. Soften more. Inhaling and lengthening. And as you exhale, bring your left hand to the top of the right thigh. Bring your right hand behind you, sort of using it to guide you into your twist. Gazing over your right shoulder. Relaxing that left leg more. And then as you're ready, turn your right hand to face the sky and sweep that arm toward the sky behind you. Relaxing your shoulders, sitting back into your sitting bones, and then bending your right elbow and cradling the back of your head with your hand, letting your face soften, letting your neck soften, letting your shoulders soften. On an in-breath, slowly coming back upright, unwinding slowly on an out-breath. Let's bend both knees and come down to the floor, the soles of the feet on the floor, rolling all the way down. Bringing your feet close, but not unsustainably close to your booty. About hip distance apart. And let your arms rest at your sides with the palms facing up, pressing start to press or soften the tops of your shoulders into the earth. And on an inhalation, arch the back so that the small of the back comes away from the floor. And as you exhale, round your back. You really feel that lumbar curve flattening out. And then as you breathe in, come back to a neutral spine. And as you breathe out, soften everywhere. As you breathe in, press your feet into the floor, lifting your hips, your low, your mid back from the earth, coming to bridge. Setubandha Sarvangasana. And we'll stay here in this place with the palms facing up, pressing the fingernails into the earth, seeing if you can really consciously bring the tops of your shoulders down toward earth. You might have to sort of walk them underneath your body a bit. Let your neck be natural, where you feel that there's space between the back of your neck and earth. And then bring your awareness into your feet, finding that place where you are pressing down equally in the toes, in the balls of your feet, and in your heels. And on an exhalation, start to roll down slowly, one vertebra at a time. And once you've come all the way down, maybe let your knees rest against one another and see if you can get as close to no effort as possible, just in this place. Hip distance apart, pressing all of your fingernails into earth. As you breathe in, arch your back. And as you breathe out, round your back. And as you breathe in, come to a neutral spine. And as you breathe out, soften your face. When you breathe in, press your feet into the earth as you lift your hips, lift your low back, your mid back, pressing to bridge, Setubandha Sarvangasana. You can either stay here, or if you'd like to come to Urdhva Dhanurasana, bring your hands up by your shoulders, fingers pointing toward your shoulders. Maybe use that to press your palms into the floor and come to the crown of your head before pressing your head away from the earth. Wherever you are, feeling your face soften, even as some parts of your body are working very hard, finding gravity in all parts of your feet. And using an exhalation to roll all the way down. This time maybe bringing the soles of your feet together, letting your knees splay out. And finding an arm position that feels restful, maybe letting your palms turn down, or resting the hands on the belly, or maybe extending the arms up overhead and holding onto opposite elbows with your hands. see if there's a way for you to practice relaxing more, to practice softening more. And then bringing your knees back toward one another, perhaps helping them along the way. And extending your arms out to T, so they're perpendicular to your spine. Taking a full breath here. And in a very easy, easygoing way, let your knees draw your low body to the right. Just sort of settle into this place. Try not to overthink it. Let yourself benefit from just being wrung out like a sponge. Letting your breath be like the water that rinses it all clean. Letting an in-breath bring you back to the center. And letting an exhalation draw your low body toward the left. And just do what feels easy and comfortable with your neck and head. Let an inhale bring you back to the center. And then make any changes or movements to your body, to your environment, that would help you come ultimately to a place of no effort, to a place of no muscle. to bring your awareness back into your body. Notice where you are touching earth and where earth is touching you back. To take deeper breaths. And notice how that invites more movement to your body. Let that movement spread naturally, slowly, and in a way that doesn't disturb you too much. Maybe sweep the arms up overhead and become long. And bring the knees to your chest and rock. Let that rocking carry you to your favorite side. Let yourself be filled with whatever it is you happen to be feeling right now. Let that just rise up to the surface. And if it feels right to do so, maybe send a little bit of what you are feeling to all beings everywhere. And as you are ready, just slowly bring yourself back to your luminous seat. And again, find your mudra, your gesture. And let that gesture be your reminder that you are so much more than your likes and your dislikes, than what you know, what you've said, and what you've done. Your true nature is love. Your true nature is peace. Your true nature is bliss. And I wish you constant connection with that on your path until we meet again and always. Namaste.
Namaste. Namaste. Thank you, everyone. Please ask if you have any questions, or tell me if there's anything I need to know.